as well. But right now, JP has a new meaning to being plastic with JP's moment of common sense.
Can we talk about plastic grocery bags without hyperventilating? Whatever it is that makes liberals latch onto weird, off-the-wall, save-the-world environmental causes, the plastic grocery bag is the latest public enemy number one. And liberals are waxing self-righteous and getting riled up by false information, as usual. After living through at least a dozen bogus environmental scares in my life, I'm up to here with this nonsense. The list of bogeymen which turned out to be harmless includes DNA-damaging DDT, ozone-depleting chlorofluorocarbons, apple-poisoning ALAR, global warming-causing carbon dioxide, and the all-time most ridiculous, GM's people-killing Corvair. I loved Corvairs. They were ahead of their time and perfectly safe. And when a Corvair got old and decrepit, you could throw away the body and make a dune buggy. But Ralph Nader destroyed it with bad publicity. Bad publicity also ruined the DDT we used to kill mosquitoes, the chlorofluorocarbons that made air conditioners work so well, the ALAR that made our apples stay fresh, and even the reputation of carbon dioxide. Now it's happening to plastic grocery bags. For me, this got personal one day in the checkout line at Scolari's when I hesitated for a second over the question of whether I wanted paper or plastic. "I hope you're going to choose paper," said a voice behind me. I turned to look at the woman speaking and said, in my ever-so-cool, ice-doesn't-melt-in-my-mouth, "How is this any of your business voice?" "Why is that, pray tell?" "Well, because plastic bags are destroying the environment." The self-righteousness and ethanol vapors from the last time she filled her gas tank were practically oozing from her pores. I've probably passed this woman on the right as she drives her Prius 50 miles per hour in the left lane, and she probably uses one square of toilet paper at a time and owns a cat. Ann Coulter wrote a whole book about how liberals have replaced God with a religion of their own making, and novelist Michael Crichton makes almost the same point by calling environmentalism one of the most powerful religions in the Western world. There is no credible evidence that plastic grocery bags are worse for the environment than reusable cloth bags or paper bags. Cloth bags tend to be made in China, sometimes using lead-based coloring, collect germs at a dangerous rate, and need to be used for approximately 7.5 years to get any kind of payback on the plastic saved. Paper bags require high-energy processing and the killing of trees and take up 5 times as much space in landfills. When I got home from Scolari's that day, carrying my groceries in the plastic bags I reuse as bathroom wastebasket liners, I started researching the facts so I could be ready for Miss Prius the next time she gets behind me at the grocery store. Turns out that campaigns against plastic grocery bags are based on a slew of myths and purposely invented falsehoods, purposely invented by makers of reusable cloth bags who want more business. Myth number one, they're filling up our landfills. Truth is, plastic grocery bags take up less than 1% of landfill space, and less than 1% is merely a fancy way of saying they take up so little space it can't be measured. Myth number two, they take 1,000 years to biodegrade. Truth is, anybody with a lick of sense would know that something invented only a few years ago hasn't been tested for what happens over the course of 1,000 years. And anyway, this myth seems to contradict myth number three, which claims they degrade into toxic petropolymers, which are killing fish, sea turtles, and whales. Truth is, that claim can be traced to CNN, which had no scientific study to back it up, and it's impossible to reconcile with the notion that it takes 1,000 years for them to degrade. Finally, myth number four, stopping use of plastic grocery bags will reduce dependence on foreign oil. Truth is, plastic grocery bags are made from natural gas, not oil, produced right here in the United States. Here's the scoop. When you get past the misinformation and look at the facts, you might be doing yourself and the environment a favor by choosing plastic instead of paper at the grocery store. That's today's dose of common sense.